listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about starting and finishing. I'm going to read you from Exodus chapter 32, verse 1, where we read, "Now when the people saw that Moses was delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, 'Come, make us gods that shall go before us. And as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him.'" Moses was up on Mount Sinai receiving the plans for the tabernacle. As the people of Israel waited for him, they became impatient. The people were troubled because Moses delayed coming down from the mountain. Now, God had a wonderful purpose for this delay, and that delay would soon be over. Yet because the people couldn't see the reason for the delay, they allowed it to trouble them. Moses was gone for 40 days. This must have seemed like a long time for the people, but it was a short time for Moses, because Moses enjoyed wonderful communication with God during this time. He was not in a hurry for it to end. God was also not in a hurry, because it was a short time related to the outworking of God's big plan for Israel. Yet the delay troubled the people of Israel and led them into sin. This is a challenging measure of our spiritual maturity. How do we handle it when God delays, or at least seems to delay? Do we drift off into sin? Do we give up, resign to fate instead of trusting in God? God wants us to receive his delays with a living faith in the living God. Now, sadly, Israel didn't answer this challenge well. Read what the people said next. They said, "Come, let us make gods that shall go before us." They wanted these man-made gods to go before them, to lead them to the promised land of Canaan. Israel knew that the Lord God brought them out of Egypt. They knew that the Lord God had revealed himself at Mount Sinai, yet they were willing to trust a false god, a god of their own creation, to finish what they knew that the Lord God had started. The Apostle Paul dealt with a similar error with the Galatians. He wrote this in Galatians chapter 3, "Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh?" To our shame, some of us trusted in Jesus more back in those days when we first came to know him. Many find it easy now to trust more in our own spirituality than in God himself. Finally, the people said, "We do not know what has become of him," referring to Moses. We follow many wrong and destructive paths simply because we do not know. Our ignorance should make us turn to God and rely on him, not on our own ideas and efforts. Today, decide to trust God more as time goes on, instead of less. Decide to believe him more when you can't figure everything out, instead of believing him less. You can grow in that kind of trust in God today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.